Hello.
Hello.
Gabe McCauley, Paul Galea from International Grammar, ringing to chat about what you've been up to since you've left school. So,
Paul, what a pleasant surprise to speak to you.
Thank you. Mate, so can you just fill us in, basically, well, tell us when you left school and then tell us what you've been doing since then, and I'll see where we go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I graduated class of 2010, so more than a decade ago now. We missed out on our 10-year reunion because of COVID, but that's all right. I'm sure we'll do a 20-year. Just got to wait
well,
9 years.
Well, hang on. Good news. There will definitely be the catch-up in Term 4 at the end of this year. I'm going to put on the 3 years that had missed their 10 years through COVID. We're going to have a big one at the end of this year, so stay tuned.
Oh, there you go. How good's that?
And
right now I'm working at Google Australia. My role is to support marketing agencies who use Google's products or their customers use Google products. So basically we help them to use all things Google, like from our advertising products like Google Search and YouTube all the way through to like Google Cloud and just basically anything Google we help them with. And then outside of work, I'm newish father. My daughter just turned one. That's pretty much most of my life between work and having a little baby girl at the moment.
Okay. I know, Sage, because disclosure, you and I live in the same apartment block. But I'll ask you about being a father and a husband a little bit later. But just tell me, how did you get into Google? Is it something that you were aiming at from school, or were you always interested in the internet and that sort of thing? Or just tell us the journey you took to get there.
Yeah, sure. I was always, like, Google has always been something that's been on the horizon for me. I think tech companies have always had a bit of an allure for most people in our generation to work for and, like, very cool culture and whatnot. My journey was pretty straightforward to get there, but I did leave school thinking that I was going to be a journalist. I went to UNSW, did a journalism degree, and I really loved it, and I'm still hugely passionate about writing stories and definitely see that as some part of my future at some stage. But I spent about a year interning in the industry in sports journalism, and throughout our degree they were kind of saying it's going to be pretty difficult for us to get a job in journalism, especially in the fields that everyone wanted to work in, which were basically travel journalism, sport journalism, and investigative journalism. What I was looking at was probably about a decade of slogging it to get to where I wanted to be. So instead I kind of decided to use my skills and start marketing, which is kind of like a little bit of a sidestep from there. And I was basically like writing articles to promote businesses to get found on Google search. So still using some of that writing skill. But then from there, I decided to pursue another passion of mine, which is startups, and joined a company which grew super fast, learned a ton about marketing. And I spent 3 years in that business before deciding I wanted to give the big corporate a try and joined Google after some pretty intense interviews just like a long process to join. And I've been there for about 4 years now.
I don't mean to contradict you, Gabe, but that doesn't sound like a very straightforward journey at all. It sounds like a journey that had a few twists and turns, and you made some big decisions and some good decisions, and ended up in a pretty good place. I'm also interested in that the desire to keep writing at some stage is there in the background, so we might come back to that. How do you think your schooling at IGS helped you prepare for this journey, do you think that the time at IGS was beneficial to you in what you're doing now?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I think the amazing thing about IGS is it definitely made me a more rounded person, I think, which has helped a lot throughout my career. And I think kind of even just understanding kind of other cultures and different types of people, it holds you in really good stead in the corporate world, just having that understanding, being able to empathize with people, helping them to just really get perspectives right and and helps a lot with collaborative thinking. I think that was a really strong benefit of RGS. I think lots of people have been impressed. If we're just talking about purely impressing people, lots of people have been impressed by the fact that I can speak a bit of German and reasonably good Spanish. So that was definitely thanks to RGS. Would never have gotten to that level had I not done language all the way through to year 12. I think the major benefit has been that piece I mentioned earlier, is the ability to kind of understand diverse perspectives and really accept everyone for who they are, which I don't think is a feature of every school in Sydney.
This is becoming a bit of a theme, unity through diversity.
Something like that. Model. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, but you know what? The other two guys I've interviewed so far have said exactly the same thing. So it's, there's definitely something there. Your partner is a ex-IGS girl too, I believe. You want to give us a quick story there?
So my partner, Tam, and I met in year 10. We didn't start dating until sort of the end of year 12. High school sweethearts. We've been dating ever since. We got married 2 years ago. We just had our second wedding anniversary, and obviously had our baby girl pretty much a year ago to the day. We've been together for a very long time and really amazing, obviously, to meet someone in school who you click with so well and want to spend the rest of your life with.
And have you found that being a father particularly, but also a partner, has changed your perspective on life a bit?
Oh, definitely. I think being a father more so than having, obviously, a long-term relationship is work as well, and like in the best of ways. Like you need to have compromise, and you need to work in your relationship. But I think the piece around becoming a father is 100% massively shifted my life. I think she's given me my daughter has given me a really different perspective on what actually matters. Like I used to care about, I used to be pretty one-eyed about sort of my career and like going and eventually starting my own company and all this stuff and doing every little thing to kind of get ahead. But I'm in a bit of a phase now where I really don't mind too much about doing things as quickly as possible. I think that's just giving me perspective that life is actually really long. Takes a long time for a little girl to grow up and there's a lot of time to do all the things you want to do in your life. And I think she's also really helped me just like understand my priorities and kind of everything falls behind her now, and luckily I've been able to make that shift reasonably well. Like my work understands that, and they're very family oriented, which is really nice. It's certainly flipped my world upside down.
That's lovely to hear. I'm just interested in. Oh, I'm exactly the same. I mean, it was to me. I still say the birth of my twins was the most important day in my life, in that it changed everything forever for me. So I'm hearing you big time. Now, you've obviously made a real go of everything you've done, or it seems to me anyway, Gabe. You got any advice for the kids at school? Because one of the things that I've learned is that our kids at school will listen to people who are their peers and have been through the school way more than else, but listen to other adults in their life. So any words of wisdom or advice you've got for the kids at school, I'd be interested in.
Yeah, I think there are a couple of things. I think number one is kind of start knuckling down on your work and really enjoying your time at school as early as you can. Like I probably didn't start focusing on work, not that I'm encouraging this, but start focusing on my studies until about year 12 when I was like, okay, things are pretty serious now. But I definitely encourage kids to focus at least from year 10 to stop mucking around. You probably want from at least year 2, but to stop mucking around and really enjoy the fact that you get to come to school every day and learn and be with your friends. It's something I think for me personally, having really enjoyed school and having a really close group of friends that I still have now from school, you really, you kind of neglect the fact that it is a unique experience because you don't really know that life actually changes. You think that life's always going to be the same. You still be seeing your friends every day, but it's really not like that. You probably move to seeing your friends sort of once a month if you're lucky. So really enjoying and embracing both your studies and the people around you. I think the other piece that I was thinking about was to start really thinking about what lights you up as early as you can, like what you really get passionate out of, so you can continue to do that once you leave school. Like my year group is about to turn 30, but there are still so many of us, including myself, who never really took the time to deeply understand what our passions are and really pursue them with like a one-eyed focus. One of the best paths, I think, to success is kind of, and the people that I've seen successful around me are finding one or two things that you're really good at and really light you up and really sticking with that. You get to a point in your life, which is probably where my year group are now, and you're pretty deep into a career and you think something like, what if I just did this or that back when I was, there was no pressure and no other obligations in life. For me, I probably would have pursued something like music or writing, creative writing more deeply when you didn't really have the pressure of having a family, having a job and all that sort of stuff. And I'm not saying that I can't do it now, but I think it's certainly easier if you find that passion early in life. And I kind of feared failure and probably you should never really fear failure. And something that I was saying earlier is that you kind of learn as you grow up that life lasts very long and you shouldn't really fear failing because you have plenty of opportunities to fail and succeed multiple times throughout your entire life.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, mate, because I think one of the things that we've got to learn is that you often learn by when you do fail, you know. So you learn by having a crack and then and making a mistake and learning from that. And even if it's a big mistake, like you say, life's long and you can always bounce back. And that's the key, I think. Mate, one last thing. Your best memory of IGS, anything that really stands out that you can think of that you know, just really you loved or some particular thing?
Yeah, I was really lucky to have so many happy memories from school. Like I said, like some of my closest friends are still kids who are in my year, and obviously Tam and I, having been together for so long now, school is really a big part of our lives still. And we still reminisce a lot about it. A few of my friends are bigger reminiscers than others, but it's great fun. And it got super fun once we were kind of entrusted with a bit of freedom and learned things that aligned with our passions from kind of year 9 and 10 onwards. And it was so good to kind of have the senior campus at school and like we were able to form like a really tight bond. But I think for me, nothing stands out more than Arts Fest in terms of iconic IGS memories. Like it's such a special event that combines the talent in the school and as well as the deep, somewhat unfounded inter-house competitiveness. But it's just so unique to IGS, and you speak to people about having something like Arts Fest and people are kind of blown away by the fact that we do that. And it was always such a fun day, so it was definitely something that stood out to me.
Yeah, got to say, for me, it's the defining day of our high school, without a doubt. I think it's, to me, just what encapsulates what everything our school's about. Gabe, absolute pleasure to talk to you. I'll see you around the units, hanging up the washing or something, but good to see you, mate, and speak soon.
Good stuff, mate. Speak soon.